Item four is the report of the external auditor, and we're pleased to have Helen Thompson and David White here from our external auditors at Young this morning. Thank you for coming over. And could you go through your report, please?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. We've got three papers for you today. The first of which is our grant certification report, which I will take you through. This report sets out the findings of the work that we undertook on the Council's 2017-18 Housing Benefits Subsidy Claim. And I'll just briefly touch on those findings in a moment. The work was completed by the 30th of November deadline for the submission of the audit claim. On your page B5, you'll see a brief summary there of sort of headline information in relation to the claim itself, and then the work that we did, the findings of that for B5 and B6. So the value of the Council's House Benefit Subsidy Claim for the 17-18 year was just over £46 million. No amendments were made to that claim as a result of the work that we undertook. We did issue a qualification letter with a small number of errors and extrapolations reported in that in relation to the claim. That is wholly within expectations given the complexity of both housing benefit itself and some of the individual claims within the Council's caseload. In a broad sense, the amount of errors that we found and the extrapolated value of those errors is closely similar to prior years, so there's been no deterioration in the quality of the claim in that regard. Then the other thing to say, I think, is that once we've issued the qualification letter and the signed claim has been submitted, it's for the DWP to decide whether any further work is required or whether they want to try to claw back any of the subsidy that has been paid to the Council as a result of the findings of the audit work. We are aware from discussions with officers that that's not the case, so the DWP has accepted the claim as submitted by 30th of November. So there is no further work to be undertaken and no subsidy will be lost as a result. Having thought through the report to answer questions on the findings in detail, I wasn't proposing to talk through them. The other thing to highlight is on B8 that the fee for the work will remain as set by PSA. No additional fees being proposed in respect to work. That is because the overall amount of work is closely similar to 2015-16, which is the year on which PSAA set the scale fee for the 17.
Thank you, David. So we're on paper B. Are there any questions on paper B, please? Paul?
On page B5, it mentions about we found errors and carried out, which again concerned me, set the alarm bells ringing, if you like. Concerned me and set the alarm bells ringing. But it says that you have a sample of 20 cases per benefit type. Can I ask how many people, how many cases there were specifically targeted, please? It says, the numbers are fairly. But it says an initial sample of 20 cases per benefit type, and then it says about more extensive testing is carried out if errors occur. Can I ask how many tests, assuming that because errors were found, how many cases were carried out, please? And that is third paragraph on B5.
So the approach that we have to take to the work is effectively dictated by DWP/PSA 17-18 year. And that is that we test 20 cases for each type of benefit for which there are more than 100 cases in the Council's caseload. So for either White Council, that's non-HRA rent rebates, which is effectively people who are homeless or in temporary accommodation, and then rent allowances, which is people who are in privately rented. The Council's caseload for non-HRA rent rebates is in the order of about 300 cases. It's many thousands of cases of rent allowance claims. There is a third type of benefit which is not relevant to this Council. If you have Council housing stock, then there is a third type of benefit for people living in those properties. if we identify errors in that initial sample of 20, what we are required to then do is to select a further 40 cases for follow-up testing. And again, that is as dictated by the approach set by DWP and the SAA. So they are not really statistical samples in any way. It is just you should test a further 40 cases. So that's what we would have done in the cases where we've identified overpayments of benefits. In the first instance, where the error was such that it could only have caused error underpayment of benefit, the approach dictates that you don't do any further testing, you just report that to the DWP. If the total caseload or the specific area in which the error occurs contains fewer than 100 cases, then the approach suggests you test all of them and make an agreed amendment to the claim form. But that wasn't the case here. So the initial sample is 20, and then there is a further sample of 40 for each error that you find that could cause an overpayment.
Thank you. The only reason I asked was it says 40 plus rather than 40. And I was just wondering, was it 40 cases or was it 400 cases, as the case could might be? Thank you.
Yes, apologies. That's I suppose perhaps use of terminology specific to the approach. So what they call that approach of selecting 40 further cases for additional testing, they refer to that as 40 plus testing. But it doesn't mean that it's the sample is more than 40.
Thank you.
Okay, So if there are no more questions on paper B, we will note that and then move on to paper C.
Chairman, I will propose that we note that paper.
Thank you. Is that seconded, please? All those in favour? That's everybody. Thank you very much.